Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
My good friend, Jerry Dulac. And Jerry, first of all, welcome back. Great timing on a Players' Championship Monday. We talk Steelers football.
Steve, good afternoon. And as you know, I always enjoy chatting with you. And I'm dividing my attention between watching the Players and sending out text messages and waiting for my phone to ring for free agency.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now let's get to the Trubisky one. It's going to be end up being a two-year deal when it's all said and done. In your opinion, what can this do for the Steelers?
Well, first of all, Steve, you know, this is something that they've been talking about, Mitch Trubisky, for, well, at least since I was at the Combine. Because that's when I became aware of it. Of the sincere interest, not just gossip. And so the mere fact that they made the move quickly, a couple things. They didn't want any deliberation or bidding, if you will. Not that you're talking about Russell Wilson here, but he's the type of quarterback that they would like to provide a different look for that position, because it's something they don't have and haven't had since Ben was a young guy. Is Mitch Trubisky the answer? Well, I don't know, but the popular notion, and maybe whimsical, is that, you know, he could be Ryan Tannehill. You know, a high pick. I think Tannehill was the 7th overall pick. Trubisky was the 2nd. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill found a second career, with a better team with the Tennessee Titans. And I think that's what, you know, when people talked about Mitch Trubisky, maybe that's what can happen with him. Let's face it, his numbers weren't horrible in Chicago. I think he was 29-20, two playoff appearances, a whole lot more touchdowns and interceptions, and this guy might be the fastest quarterback in the league, which is saying a lot in a league with Lamar Jackson. So, you know, it was something that they wanted to do, but it's something also that's really not going to change wholeheartedly what their plan is. It's going to be now a competition between him and Mason Rudolph. They have no plans to trade Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph has no plans to ask for a trade. He knew this was going to happen, that they were going to bring in a free agent quarterback, you know, a mid-level one. You know, they weren't bringing in Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or even Jimmy Garoppolo. This was the kind of guy, or certainly not Deshaun Watson, despite all the nonsense you heard out there, which was never the case and wasn't true. So Mason Rudolph knew this, and this is the way they're going to proceed. I think it's a good move for the Steelers. I haven't heard the money amount. It's not going to be significant. I can't imagine that it's any more than $18 million tops. And just based on some of the things I've heard from different agents, that it's probably around maybe 2 years, $15 million, which certainly isn't going to break the bank. You know, they gave Mason Rudolph a $6 million deal last year, 6.3 or whatever it was. So, Trubisky was going to command more than that as a free agent, but it's not going to break the bank. It's a good move for the Steelers, if you ask me. Very good move.
In fact, I'll give you what I think, Jerry, personally, is a sign that there's some things that some people like. The fact that the Giants were nosing around thinking about bringing Trubisky in, because Brian Daboll knows him, GM right. knows him, they had him last year. If they had him and they thought, hey, we'd like to have him with us, that tells me there's something there to like because they coached him or around him for a year.
Yeah, and Buffalo saw that last year, Brian Daboll did, but when I was to Combine, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, their GM, said a lot of nice things about Trubisky, that they're happy to see him get an opportunity. They knew that he would have interest out there. I mean, that's why he was number two overall pick back in 17, I think the year was. So, so again, it's the Ryan Tannehill thing. Maybe a change of scenery, a better team, better organization, than where he was with Chicago. Maybe that can do wonders for him. I personally, Steve, think their issues go beyond the quarterback. I think they need to change what they're doing offensively. I'm not sold on what I saw last year. And if what we saw last this past season continues into 2022, then it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You know, their offensive system isn't very good, and it needs to be not just better, a whole lot better. Because, you know, Mike Tomlin made the commitment to bring Matt Canada back. And based on what we saw last year, that was a big decision. Because what you saw last year with all the steps backward, which he even acknowledged, did not speak well for the future with Matt Canada's offense. But we shall see.
I agree with all of that because, you know, Trubisky is a guy that it's a lot like Dwayne Haskins. They only put up limited college tape. And I think at that point, when there's limited tape, there's more mystery about the player, and sometimes they're drafted higher. And in Haskins' case, there's been no payoff at all. In Trubisky, I think they've got a shot at least. At least for a couple of years, he's a stopgap until they figure out what they really want to do with it. How about that?
Yeah, and I agree. And I think that's even where they were with Mason Rudolph. That and I don't know if you've heard me say this before when we've chatted, Steve, but, you know, I don't say the Steelers view him this way, but I know other people do, and I've always said this. I think they view I think Mason Rudolph is Neil O'Donnell, a guy in the right system with a good defense. You can win at least 10 games. And, you know, they went to a Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell. But you're always looking for somebody better, you know, probably in the draft. Are the Steelers now going to draft a quarterback? No, they're not. That's why they signed Trubisky. And they have other issues along both lines of scrimmage that they need to address. And so, you know, they're not going to draft a quarterback. This is a weak year for quarterbacks. Most of these guys, if not all of them, in any other year, would be maybe second-round choices. You know, Malik Willis will probably get some first-round attention because he's so athletic, and that's the way the game is played. But you're right about those bodies of work, Steve. You know, Dwayne Haskins, 50 touchdowns in 1 year, and he gets to the NFL, and he doesn't know what he's looking at. He's completely lost, you know. So it's a whole different ball game, and I think that's kind of, you know, what, again, with the Ryan Tannehill comparison, you know, he spent some time in the NFL, and all he needed was a few years and a change of scenery, and all of a sudden – Ryan Tannehill's a Pro Bowl. And, you know, is Mitch Trubisky going to be that guy? Well, athletically he can be. Strong arm and a guy who can, you know, who can run. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out.
Because the guy I was looking at in free agency, quarterback aside, and he ended up going to Jacksonville, was a guy like Brandon Scherff. I felt like that was a need where in free agency, but maybe they didn't want to dole out that kind of money either.
Yeah, you know, the Steelers' way, I mean, just history has shown, they're not a team that's going to go out and spend on the highest price free agent. They are just not, despite what people talk about and see. I saw the latest one was a day or so ago, was Fletcher Cox. Well, that doesn't fit their historical MO in either form. A 31-year-old guy who's going to command a lot of money, that doesn't fit their free agent profile. And that's not what they do. And you have to understand the way they act, you know. And so, you know, Mitch Trubisky fits that MO, that template that they have for free agency. And, you know, even a guy like Ryan Jensen, you know, the center from Tampa Bay, you could see something like that working too, but it just depends, you know, is it going to be a bidding war? And I think that was the thing that was important about Trubisky. He signed right away. He signed right away before maybe a couple other teams started throwing a little bit more money at him, and I thought that was significant both for the Steelers and for him, of course.
Because I think he thinks it's a fit.
There's no question about it. And you know what, Steve? How can you not, when you look at them year after year, think of how bad they look this year, really? And yet they made the postseason. They finished second in division. And really, what you saw the last eight games of the year, both offensively and defensively, you'd never believe that team was in a postseason. Yet there they were, as bad as they looked for those final eight games.
I think he looks at guys like Johnson. He looks at Freiermuth. He looks at Harris. He's like, look, I got some people to work with here. I think that's one of the reasons he jumped at it. Because I agree with you. This is his Ryan Tannehill rehab moment right here, even though he has had good numbers and he brought a team to the playoffs twice.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And when you look at you mentioned Najee Harris, you mentioned Pat Freiermuth, their receiving core is young. To me, they need to re-sign Juju Smith-Schuster. And if they don't, guess what? You're going to see a wide receiver within the first 2 days of the draft. Not on the first round, but maybe on the third round. And because, one, they never turn their back on a skilled player. Two, there's a lot of them out there. And three, without Juju, now your wide receiver room, which once looked promising, now to me just looks average, because Chase Claypool has been a bit of a problem in terms of his route running and drops and everything else. And Deontay Johnson puts up good numbers, runs good routes, but he drops it a lot too. But you don't want to, right. You know, you don't want Deontay Johnson being your number one receiver. He's just not that. So I think especially if you see him address offensive line in free agency, which I think you will, because they need a veteran offensive lineman, a starter, a proven starter, not a backup, not a swing guy, a proven starter. And then that allows them to spend time on the defensive line with young players, young studs, guys who eventually move in there in a short amount of time and be the next Cam Hayward or Stephon Tuitt. Because right now that defensive line is aging and there's no quality depth behind, no good young quality depth behind.
Jerry, where are they now in Minkah Fitzpatrick?
They're going to re-sign him. They want to. He wants to come back. I don't think that's not even an issue. Have they started? No, just like with TJ last year. They'll take care of what they're going to take care of in free agency. And then sometime after the draft, they'll start talking to Minkah Fitzpatrick. So that's something they want to do. You know, the salary cap for a change is somewhat in their favor. And it's only going to get better, Steve, next year with the TV deal. You know, they'll rework some contracts. You know, TJ Watt's going to count $31 million. They'll restructure his deal to lessen that cap hit. Yeah. But no, that's their plan. They want to sign him. They will sign him. It'd just be a question of when.
I do have to ask you about Brady coming back. Just anything quick on that. I was kind of not surprised. I don't know about you.
No, I'm not surprised either. It's funny because I was going to text Ben yesterday and say, I see Brady's coming back. How about you? The only difference is Tampa Bay wants Brady back. The Steelers aren't holding the door open for Ben, unfortunately.
Right. The players, with all the weather and the wind, just your quick thoughts on the players.
Well, it's funny because when they start talking about the weather, you know, and I'm a big fan of Brandel Chamblee, and he said way back when, before it even started, that weather is going to bring everybody into this golf tournament. And when you look at that leaderboard, let's face it, it's not very impressive. And there's Keegan Bradley's having a great day, and he's a shot or two behind. But he's the only major champion in contention. And prior to him, there were only two in the top 14. So, you know, you have I'd love to see Anirban Lahiri win. I'd love to see Paul Casey win after his career. He's such a great guy.
Yep.
It's great. And I'm not surprised about Cam Smith. It's his golf. It's his home course. He's such a good short game player. He's a good putter. And he's showing it today, and I think his lead right now is two-shot lead on the back nine. I don't see him giving that away.
Jerry, had to slip that in, you know that.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to talk golf, Steve, I'm right with you there.
Hey, Jerry, thanks so much, my friend. Appreciate you. I know you're trying to keep an eye on three things at once, and you gave us some time today. Thank you so much, my friend.
Anything for you, Steve. I'll talk to you, man.